Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
We gotta take time and just say thank you, my God. Thank you, oh thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say, come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh Lord, we say, oh we say, thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say, thank you.
Good evening, we welcome you to the Wednesday Noonday Prayer, where the word of the Lord comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. Laron Matthews. We thank you for taking out the time to join us. We ask you for you to invite a friend, invite a loved one to join us for the Wednesday Noonday Prayer. Again, we thank you for joining us. God bless each and every one of you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless everyone. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you out of Psalm 86. Glory be to God. And I'm coming out of the contemporary version. You perform great wonders because you alone are God. Teach me to follow you and I will obey your truth. Always keep me faithful with all my thank you and praise you, Lord God.
Amen.
Your love for me is so great, and you protected me from death and the grave. Proud and violent enemies who don't care about you have ganged up to attack and kill me. But you, the Lord God, are kind and merciful. You don't easily get angry, and your love can always be trusted. I serve you, Lord. I am the child of one of your servants. Hallelujah. Look on me with kindness. Make me strong and save me. Show that you approve of me. Then my hateful enemies will feel fooled because you have helped me and comforted me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Do you want to speak?
Yes. God bless you. Happy the day to each and every one of you all today, and I personally want to welcome you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time and prayer time with the word. Good to have everybody a day after Valentine's Day, and we're still carrying the power and the love of the Lord with us. The word of God said in Psalm 55 and 17, it says, at noon and at evening, will I pray and cry aloud that he might hear our voice. There's a tremendous cry in the land for the power of love. Wherever you go, we almost see a famine for a lack of true, authentic love in the land. So God has specialized in people who know how to resuscitate the heart of the wounded, the disenfranchised, the disappointed, the brokenhearted. As we prepare to go into a time of prayer and a time of intercession, we have to know our duty as intercessors and prayer warriors. We're reaching the intensified people in the season. And the intensified people in the season are those who are dealing with major issues, the unknown as well as the known. As we take time to pray and believe God for those, our prayers are reaching the heavenly. Daniel had one of the biggest challenges in chapter number 10. Even after coming out of the lion den, after being able to gain favor from the king's court and being able to operate in the spiritual realm for the presidents as well as the princes, he still had the challenge with the prince of Persia, which is the prince of the air. The prince of Persia were those demonic kingdoms, which these are demonic forces that cover, or deities that cover certain area in the realm of the spirit. We're piercing through those realms to release the powerful dimension of prayer over the lives of the people. Delays does not mean that there's any denial. Delays mean that you're a warrior with patience. Power is on its way to you. So as we go into prayer, you're getting ready to see a move of God through intercessors, prayer warriors, and ministry gifts. As we continue to champion the cause of prayer and ministry, we're going into areas of the kingdom of God that are unknown to many people. And they're unknown to many people because people pray from the surface and not from the air. He who controls the air, they control the land. And as we tap it into those spiritual realms, we will be able to defeat the enemy like Daniel did. Daniel literally, through his waiting and his patience, were able to go inside and overrule every diabolical power of the prince of the air with his willingness to stay strong in his relationship with the things of the kingdom. So that was how Daniel was able to tap into those realms and flow and operate in such a level in the kingdom of God. People can do that because they're not willing to wait or fight. Good fight of faith means that faith is a sound, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So while you're tapping into the spiritual realm, you're waiting from the word of God. After all, in the word of Daniel chapter 10, he said Daniel prayed 21 days, and in his 21 period that he was in, the angels came to tell Daniel, we heard your word and we come for your word. So your words are in a hostile fight, mother, father, man of God, preacher, kingdom leader, ministry gift. Your words are in a hostile fight. They said, Daniel, we come for your words. Why? Because your words are powerful instruments, and they become powerful instruments. Because when God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, he made us from his word, so he come back for the word in you. So if the word is in you and you are the word, because he created you from the word, then you're carrying a spiritual dimension inside of you that houses the word. But the power of your words are kept in a prophetic vault with God's hand understanding it. See, God knows everything about us because when he created us, he created our likeness. So that means before any fall of the angel, Satan heard and Satan was there. Satan was there when God created us because he had to watch us be created because he told them, let us. So Lucifer and one-third of the angel that fell knew that we were the word. So therefore, in the beginning was you, and the word is you. So when he comes after you, he's not coming after your flesh. He's coming after you, the word. And if you open your mouth and speak and decree and declare the word, it comes from a prophetic vault that carries the secret mysteries of the kingdom of God that can be miserable to the men and women who are against the kingdom of God. That's why you have to know your word. Your patient is a patent. You carry a patent for the kingdom of God in the earth when you open your mouth. So as we pray, we're going inside and bombarding the kingdom of darkness with what? The word. And we're pulling down strongholds with the word. Because the word of God said, we wrestle not against flesh or blood. So don't argue. Don't get upset. Don't get frustrated. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, neither principalities or power, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, let me say it again. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a principality, a power, a ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. So we have pulled those things down with the word of God. So as we go into prayer, as Daniel did, the angel do what? They come for your word. And what makes your word so powerful, or our word so powerful, God sent a double anointing, a double angel, to fight for your words, because your words are reinforcement against the kingdom of God. So when your word breaks through, to heal, to deliver, to see miracles, signs and wonders, and demonstrate it, it's because your words have so much power to it. It takes two to defeat the enemy with the word. So use the word of God and walk, breathe, and live in the word. Because after all, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word became life, light unto you. Walk in your gene, you'll become a genius in the kingdom of God. You'll be able to flow in the mysteries of the kingdom of God through the phenomena of who you are in the kingdom of God. God bless you today is my prayer. We're getting ready to take out the enemy territory that it does not belong to him in the beginning. God bless you.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Bless your name, Father God. Bless your name, hallelujah. We lift you high on this afternoon. We're excited about who we are in you on this afternoon. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, that you hear our cry, and our cry has come unto your eyes. In the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you, Father, that you hear our sound, God, because it's in you. In the name of Jesus, we open our mouths, hallelujah. We open our mouths and we release the sound, glory be to God, that you relish to hear, Father God. We love you, hallelujah. With the strength of you, Father God, we can do all things. We can leap over walls, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are your eagles now in the name of Jesus. Our rock in the name of Jesus. Thank you for lifting up a standard for us, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving us our sins. Hallelujah. We forgive ourselves. We're standing on the forgiveness, Father God. We're walking in forgiveness. We will not walk with our heads hung down. We will not shrink in the day of adversity. Hallelujah. For our strength is in you. Our wisdom is in you. Our goodness is in you, Father God. And strength in them all, glory be to God. Through your word, we come in the volume of the book that's written of us. Your word, glory be to God, and no weapon, all these weapons, but no weapon, all the weapons, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we're standing on today. We're standing on your word, your most word, Father, in the name that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High God. We decree and declare it, and we stand on it now. Hallelujah. Just you are everything in our lives. We are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. We are feared of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we come against all these acts of the enemy now. We come against, and we are overcomers because greater, greater is he that is in us than is he that is of the world. In the world now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Plus serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
And nothing shall hurt us. In the name of Jesus, we can get up. We rise up. We shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Every negative word spoken out of our mouths, we retract. Now, in the name of Jesus, we denounce it. Glory be to God, even if we were kidding, even if we were joking and jostling around. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we will not give the enemy no room to destroy us with the very words out of our mouths when we become discouraged. Hallelujah. We become encouraged by the word of God. Now we speak it. We retrieve this Wednesday, right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the 15th of February, we retrieve our date out of the hand of the enemy. Any monitoring spirit, any mischievous lurking spirit right now trying to attach itself against us, we veto its plans now in the name of Jesus. Cut the work of the enemy. It's relentless. We know he's relentless, but we stand on the word of God because our word is relentless. Tear down the word, hallelujah. Tear down the word that the enemy is speaking as the accuser of the brethren. Let our word be like a hammer that breaks the rocks. Jeremiah 20:23-29, yes. Hallelujah. Every destroy us now. We break it and disconnect from it. We disannul it. Hallelujah. Every demonic covenant made our ancestors in the name of Jesus, we denounce it now in the name of Jesus. Intercept. We intercepted by the word of God. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every diabolical assignment now become part of the foot of Jesus right now. We decree and declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill your original plan and purposes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that every plan is trying to come against us be broken. Hallelujah. The rocks are being busted down right now in the name of Jesus. Protect us. We are successful in the things of God. We are covered now. We are covered, and we go forward in the name of Jesus against the kingdom of darkness. Against the kingdom of darkness, every family and every earthly possession that you've given us, Father God, we speak now an anointing over them. Bless us with over the ideas, over the plans, glory be to God, over the inspections. Let's go forth. Even as I speak in the name of Jesus, we anoint with everything inside of us. We know it's not the oil itself, hallelujah, but it's the agreement. So we touch and agree with the word of God that we now, Father, we anoint our family members, hallelujah, each by name. We anoint them by the blood of Jesus wherever they are, whatever they're doing right now. Cover them. Glory be to God. Cover them. Cover them in transport. If they're driving in the transportation, if they're on a plane, if they're on a bus, hallelujah. If they're in a cab, glory. Yeah, cover them. If they're in Uber, in the name of Jesus, cover them. Cover them from accidents. Cover them from freak accidents. Anything that tries to come against our family to try to get us sidetracked. The enemy will not come for our families now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they are protected. We cover everything that's eating now. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. As we come off this fast, Father God, let us continue to tread with you. Hallelujah. And even fast more in when you tell us to fast. And as we eat, Father God, everything that we eat, everything that we put in our body for it now, in the name of Jesus, cover it. Hallelujah. So nothing would go in there that would cause our system. We plead the blood over our homes now, our transportation now, jobs now, our clothing now, everything that we eat both mentally, physically. Rest, cover our dreams now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We cover with your presence everything that comes in contact with our bodies now. Now.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Lord's temple now. Hallelujah. We plead your blood now, Father God, over our ministries, over our capabilities, over our knowledge of you, so that they can't be touched by Satan. In the name of Jesus, we got our boots on now. Hallelujah. We receive your anointing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, we close every doorway so the enemy cannot enter in to give place to the devil. We will not accept any sicknesses in our body. We will not now. We rebuke and cast out all spiritual sicknesses, all these freak sicknesses that's trying to come over. The enemy will not eat up our flesh. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come against all cancer-eating diseases, eating diseases, hallelujah, lung-eating diseases. Now, in the name of Jesus, brain-eating diseases, hallelujah, we come in contact with water and something entered into our system that shouldn't have come. We expose that thing now to it will not eat up our system. High blood pressure, low blood pressure will not tear up our system. We care. Hallelujah, that heart attacks and strokes and kidney failures and leukemia, blood diseases, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, dementia, hallelujah, Alzheimer's, insomnia. Nightmares. Form a hedge of protection around us, Father. We're exposing these infirmities now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's trying to come through our lives. Hallelujah. Even if it came through by pride. We denounce them now in the name of Jesus. Anything. We break all curses and disease. And we command all hereditary spirits of sickness to go, to come out now. Go back to the pits of hell from which you come. Go back to the all the curses that's been spoken to try to tear us down. Go back. We release divine viruses to evade Satan. And now, hallelujah, that they be consumed and destroyed. Send the spirit of confusion among them in the name of Jesus that's trying to send confusion in our camp. We come against things that try to come against our neighborhoods, our regions, our city, our state, our nations, in the name of Yadav Sokoma Yadavasikia. We plead the blood now. Hallelujah. We close every doorway so the enemy cannot enter in. We do not receive his plans now. We do not receive the plans of enemies. We decree and declare now. Hallelujah. Any death, any freak, anything, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stand on the word that prophet prayed years ago that we kill the thing that's trying to kill us. We will not receive premature death. In the name of Jesus, we renounce any plans now. Hallelujah. The enemy has made to cause fires in our homes, cars, our place of employment. We renounce any attempt that the devil has to form earthquakes, unseasonable tornadoes. We're coming into places where tornadoes, I don't know about some that are asking you, hurricanes, tsunamis, snow tsunamis. Hallelujah, wind tsunamis, rain tsunamis, whatever kind of tsunamis. We denounce them right now in the name of Jesus. We cover our home and our churches, right? From all destruction. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory, Father. We decree and declare and we reverse every curse the devil has tried to place upon us. We reverse the curses now, and we command it to go back to the pit of hell, Hades, when it comes. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we command in the name of Jesus that Satan loose his hold. He go back to the pit, back to the pit, back to the pit of darkness, back to the pit. Confirm our words today, Father God. Confirm the words of your servant today, Father God. Jesus, we prohibit satanic manifestations, hallelujah, that speak, hallelujah, over our future. Hallelujah. We cause it to be in an miscarriages. Cause a miscarriage right now in the name of Jesus in satanic wombs and incubators. Glory to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And on your word today, every diabolical assignment now becomes the part of the footstool of Jesus. Now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that our wealth is protected now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Protected now in the name of Jesus. All future diabolical communications fail now. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we continue to say, that in laws, statutes, codifications, bills, and charters, let them be changed in our favor. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our president and all those in authority. Let them be God-fearing leaders and recognize that they're accountable to you, Yahweh, for each decision and act that they make. Cover our pastor. Place the spiritual covering over our pastor, over this ministry, over the fivefold ministry. Over the intercessors, over those who are standing, hallelujah, on the word of God daily, behind closed doors when nobody else is looking. In the name of Jesus, we place the spiritual covering over them now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We stand on your word today, Father God, and we will not be moved. We will not be moved. As the enemy comes relentless, we are more relentless. We veto his plan. Hallelujah. We veto the plans of the enemy. We are your official legislator and law enforcement agents, and we come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose we are, whom we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. Every tongue shall confess. No stick or extrinsic weapon formed against your children. We decree and declare we are more than conquerors. We win, so you win, Father. You win. So we win. Hand in hand. The mighty hand. Glory out of the gospel that about you care. And we seal this prayer. Glory be to God with your sound. We seal this prayer. Hallelujah. Knowing that we are conquerors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for clearing the atmosphere. Thank you for making a way where it seems there's no way. Thank you, Jesus. You are Abba Father. Thank you. The enemy will not eat up our harvest. Thank you, Father God, that even as this dear Claudian wind, let it destroy and let it demolish now in the name of Jesus, the enemy's camp. Yes, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that every diabolical plan, that the enemy tries against us, be at your feet. Hallelujah.
Of the last week here.
Hallelujah. Now, Father God, touch each and every intercessor. Hallelujah. As they go forward, glory be to God. Thank you that they hit the rock and into pieces everything the enemy's trying to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Thank you for renouncing every attempt that the devil has made to come against our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Next
intercessor. The hope of God that you've called us in your presence, O God, to honor and to glorify your name, O God. God, we just come to honor the glorify you, O God, in the name of God. And so, God, we invite you, O God, to come and dwell in our space on today, O God. We ask to come and dwell in our hearts on today, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to come and touch with us and glory be to God. God, you said in your word, God, in Jeremiah 32:3, God, you said if we call upon you, you will answer and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of, O God. And so, God, we want you, God, to show us great and mighty things, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, we want you to order our steps on today, O God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we want, Lord Jesus, to draw us closer to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, Lord God. God, we want to learn more of the mysteries of you, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, we want a fresh anointing on today, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we want to have balance. We want to have balance. Thank you, Jesus. God, Jesus, we want to just sit at your table, O God, so that, Lord God, we can feast on your table, O God. Lord Jesus, we just want, Lord God, to have a greater level of sensitivity, O God, on today, O God. God, give us a greater level of sensitivity. God, we just thank you for it, oh God. We are thanking you, oh God. God, we thank you, Jesus, for the bread of life. Oh God, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for the living water, oh God. God, let your people drink, oh God. Let God want us, oh God. Let God want thirsty. We are thirsty for your word. We are thirsty for the truth, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we are thirsty, God, for your mountain, O God. We are thirsty, God, for directions, O God. Hallelujah. God, we are thirsty, God, for relationship with you, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for serenity, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God, help your people, O God. Lord Jesus, strive to strive in the path of righteousness, O God. Hallelujah. And help your people, God, to drink that free water, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, help us not to labor for the meat that perishes, O God. Lord, help us also to labor, God, for meat, O God, that endures into everlasting life, O God. Hallelujah. Hey, by Sunday, the water. Yes, for that meat, Lord God, that endures into everlasting life. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for allowing us, O God, the sense of endurance, O God. Such endurance is when, O God, our faith is tried, O God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we just thank you, God. We just thank you, Lord, that we have hope in you, O God. O God. O God. And so, God, we thank you that we have spoken your word. God, we thank you for your word that as God says on 15, oh God, you said, butter and honey, we shall eat, God, that we will not refuse evil and to prove good, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to know right and wrong, oh God. Help us, oh God, to know who's right to the right time to prove, oh God. God, we just thank you, Lord God. We just bless your name, oh God. God, we thank you for Psalms 91, oh God. In your secret place, oh God. In your secret place, God. Lord Jesus, that's where, God, we come for rescue, oh God. In your secret place, oh God, is where I find contentment, oh God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, in your secret place, oh God, that's how, oh God, I'm ushered in your presence, oh God, in your secret place, God. In your presence, God. I'm ushered in your presence, God, in that secret place, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In that secret place, of God, is where, God, the anointing falls fresh on me, oh God. Hallelujah. So, God, I love to say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, God, in that secret place, God, I can come naked before you, oh God. Hallelujah. I can pour out everything about me before you, oh God, that's where I pour out everything about me to you, God, in that secret place, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we are thankful. We are thankful for that secret place, oh God. Hallelujah. And in that secret place, oh God, that's where, God, you stand, oh God. You put us our burdens, oh God, hallelujah. God, will you take the heavy things from us, oh God, and you make it light, oh God. We thank you, God, for in that secret place, God, we know, God, that you shield us from the enemy. You shield us from the storm, oh God.
Oh God, and so God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our shield and our buckler and today, oh God. God, you said in your word, oh God, that you've given us water in the desert, oh God. You've given your people, your chosen water, oh God, in the desert to drink, God. And you said, God, also that we'll have a new thing, oh God. New thing, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you. We thank you for that well. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that new thing that is Christ. The word said, oh God, it is spring forth in your people unto me, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name, God. God, for being I am that you are, oh God. God, you said, Lord God, if you delight in God, you will be born. You will charge us, oh God, to the other person. To get the help, oh God. And God, you will feed us to the heritage of Jacob, oh God. So God, we thank you, Jesus, for that unto me, oh God. Glory be to God. We thank you, God. So God, we are delighting ourselves in you today, oh God. We are delighting ourselves in you, God. Because, God, we want all that you have in store for us, oh God. We want everything, oh God, that you have for our lives, oh God. Lord Jesus, so Jesus, we are trying, oh God. And we want, oh God, to serve you. And we are serving you, God, with everything we have in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for my health and today. He said that all that we sing is speedily, oh God. And we thank you for that, oh God. Oh God, we are people, oh God. We have confidence in you, God. We thank you for the confidence that we have in you, oh God. God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you said that we should not be afraid, oh God. Lord Jesus, you said we should not be afraid of the third fear, nor the desolation of the wicked when it cometh, oh God. Because then you can only keep our foot from the situation, oh God. You will not only keep our foot, oh God. You will protect us, oh God. You will protect us from the wicked one, oh God. I say, God, we just thank you for that. And we thank you, God, that we have confidence in you, God. And we thank you, Jesus, from the Savior, God, to bless your name, O God. We honor you and we praise your name, O God. And so, God, we are carried on every strong, O Lord, today, God. Every principality, O God, and today, O God. And God, I pray on today, O God, and Lord God, that you will realign your people, O God, and today. Realign our pathway on today, O God. God, I pray on today, O God, that you will
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We lift you up, Father. We exalt you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And we come thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that you've done for us, Father God. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, Father God, starting us on our way, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies in our lives. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now in this atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. oh God, for what you're doing right now for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah. We bless you, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. For you are worthy, oh God, and you are able, Father God, hallelujah, to do all things. Don't fail us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So we give you praise on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We give you glory on today because the glory belongs to you, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And I just want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for each and every intercessor that has come forth, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I pray right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you would strengthen them back right now, Father God. Pour back all the virtue that they lose, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, unto us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move by your spirit for them right now, Father God. Move in every area of their lives, Father God. In every situation, Father God. In every circumstance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, move, oh God, in all their business dealings, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Move over their families, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Place a hedge of protection around them, Father God. Bless them coming and going, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And I pray the same, Father God, for the intercessors that will come after me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, God, for your forgiving grace, your forgiving power, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, hallelujah, that even as we come to you right now, Father God, with repentant hearts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you are forgiving us right now of every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every action, every deed, Father God, glory, hallelujah, cleanse us right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, for all unrighteousness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, soak us in saturation in the precious blood of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Cleanse us, oh God, from every imperfection, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, wash us clean, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father God, even for your word, Father God, in Hebrews 7 and 25. Oh God, it says, consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always, hallelujah, lives to make intercession for them. Oh, God, Lord, help us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, when we don't pass the test and we feel like we don't pass these tests of life, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to remember, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that we are still victorious, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because we have the victory, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, through our Lord, oh, God, because Jesus saves, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. He saves, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you that he saves, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, he's the deliverer, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the restorer of the breach, Father God, glory to your name, Father God. So we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Take away every impurity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything, oh God. Hallelujah. As you're washing us with hyssop right now, Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, take it away, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As we stand on your word in 2 Timothy 2 and 22, and it says, oh God, hallelujah. So flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Oh, God, cleanse us right now, Lord, from all impurity. Take away our filthy rags, oh, God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And replace them with garments of righteousness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Create in us a clean heart and a right spirit we sin, Father God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. But, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. So we thank you, God, that you're redeeming us right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Restoring us right now, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, to right standing with you, Father God. And even as you're forgiving us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you're casting those sins, oh God, behind your back into the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to forgive others, Father God, of their trespasses against us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because we know your word tells us that if we don't forgive others, you won't forgive us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we need your forgiveness, Father God, every moment, every hour of the day, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God, and we give you your glory. And, Father God, even as, oh, God, we are entering into prayer, and the prayers are going up for the guys. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for every prayer that has gone up thus far, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we believe, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the things we pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we shall receive it according to your word over in Matthew 21 and 22. And it says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. So, Father God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you catapulting our faith to new dimensions in you today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You said if we had faith as a mustard seed, Father God, it would move the mountains, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, out of our way, Father God. So I thank you that mountains are moving right now. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That hardship, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And struggles, Father God, are falling by the wayside right now, Father God. They're falling back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I give you the praise. I give you the joy. I give you the honor, Father God. And I stand, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And decree and declare the victory for each and every person, Father God. In their lives, Father God, in everything they may be dealing with, Father God, everything they may be faced with, even in the days to come, Father God. I thank you, God, for the victory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, because you made us victors, Father God. Oh, God, not victims, Father God, but victors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, for your word over in Philippians 4 and 13, and says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I thank you, God, for your strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you bringing somebody out right now, Father God, for you giving them a victory, Father God, in that helpless and hopeless situation, oh, God, that is before them, Father God. I thank you, God, that you gave them the victory, and they're waving the victory banner right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we release your word in Romans 8 and 37. Oh, God, and it says, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors. So I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're giving us the strength to conquer, Father God. You're giving us the stamina to conquer all of these things, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that come before us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we reign in this season. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We reign, hallelujah. Oh, my son, that I love God. We come out, take out my soul, go. Yeah, my shika, my sister. We reign, my shika, my sister. Yes, I thank you, God, that we reign, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, over every circumstance, Father God, over everything that the enemy is sending at us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you for power, oh, God, that power that you place on the inside of us, Father God, to tap into, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we can step on those scorpions, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that we can walk, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that we can walk hard in the spirit, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and tear out everything that's not like you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, every demon, oh, God, hallelujah, has to come subject to your word, Father God. Every demon, oh, God, hallelujah, every it got to fall back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, because you said in your word over in Isaiah 54 and 17, and no weapon from against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against us is condemned, oh, God. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that is our heritage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your victory belongs to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we just give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory on today, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for turning situations around right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Turning it around right now, Father God. We thank you that the wheels are turning right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The tables are turning right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The enemy is a defeated foe right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. But you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're more than capable, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You are the God of the impossibility, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. What's impossible with man is possible with you, Father God. So I thank you, God. I thank you that you're doing it now. Oh, you're walking somebody out of the fire right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're walking them out of the fire right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're walking them out of that issue, Father God, right now. Oh, God, I thank you. Do it right now, Father God, like only you can, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Overturn things verdict right now, Father God. Veto is verdict, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty God are you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. You hold all power in your mighty right hand. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, victory, victory, victory. Hey, somebody got the victory right now. Oh, God, just overturned it for you right now. Oh, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Mighty God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Our children on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We lift them up before you, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you for them, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for divine coverage for them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that the enemy's hand has been cut off. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, as he would extend his hand to him. Father God, glory, hallelujah, and try to snatch him on his side of the line. Oh, God, we sever it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We cast his filthy hand back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that the back of rebellion is being broken off the children right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They're having an awareness of who you are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we release an obedient spirit over them right now, Father God. Spirit of obedience, Father God. Let them walk in it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them listen, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to your instruction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them listen to the parents, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them listen to the educators, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that have their best interest at heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them listen to the ministers, oh, God, that have their best interest at heart. Let them listen, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, to the pastors and the teachers and the preachers, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, and the whole five souls that have their best interest at heart, Father God. Glory to your name. They're caregivers, Father God. Let them listen, oh, God, to wisdom, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because it's a blessing to find wisdom at an early age, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that all of these life stumbles and troubles and things that we go through, oh, God, for trying to be grown and, oh, God, do things our own way, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, may pass them, Father God. May pass them by, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, if they get wisdom now, Father God. So I decree and declare that the wisdom, your wisdom, godly wisdom, fall upon each child right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All of our youth, Father God, all over the world, even the young adults, the old adults, let your wisdom fall upon us now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. But you're doing it right now, oh, God. Oh, you see, God. Hallelujah. You see. You know all things. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. So I thank you, God, for you clearing the path for the children, for the youth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, Father God, clearing the way for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Moving, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Every bit of demonic activity out of the way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything that would try to, oh, God, turn them, Father God, the wrong way, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're redirecting their path right now, Father God. You're turning them, oh, God, the right way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're planting their feet, Father God, on the destiny track right now, Father God. And I thank you, God, that their destinies will not be cut off short. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. They shall be exactly who you called them to be, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I'm giving you glory. I'm giving you praise. We're giving you glory and praise, oh, God, collectively, oh, God, hallelujah, as a unified body, Father God, right now for the youth, Father God, for the children, Father God, even those babies in utero, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that have not even, oh, God, exited the womb yet, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, a blood covering over them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that there be, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, no breech births, oh, God, no stillborn. Oh, God, birth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. No miscarriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God, that they will come through, Father God, healthy and strong, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All of their, oh, God, hallelujah, body parts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that no disease will come upon them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, and we give you the glory. We give you the praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Now cover right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, the schools, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the children in the schools, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Those in the universities, those in the preschools, those in, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the elementary schools, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the middle schools, the high schools right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you even covering the technical schools, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, all the trade schools, cover them now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, drop down a blanket, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A protection over them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory right now, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, God. Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you for the children. We bless you for the youth, Father God, on today, Father God. And we bless you, Father God, even for, oh, God, the homeless today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Open up doors, Father God, that no man can close for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I decree and declare a housing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Shall be their portion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, take them off the street, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give them a home to dwell in, a place to call their own, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for implementing programs. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, catapult your name, oh, God, to the top of the list, Father God, of the Housing Authority Program, Father God. Section 8, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and hallelujah. Oh, God, someone, oh, God, hallelujah, that you are blessed with great wealth, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them buy a family, a home, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God. I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I give you the honor. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you even feeding the hungry today, Father God. Feed those that are hungry, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Fill their cupboards, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Fill their refrigerators, Father God. Fill their bellies, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let them lack no good thing in this hour, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I give you praise, oh, God. I give you the glory. I give you the honor that you're doing it right now, Father God. Hallelujah. We break the back of rock today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We release, Father God, overflow, Father God. We release increase, Father God. We release more than enough, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, even as you open up the windows of heaven right now, you're opening up the skies right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're pouring down blessings, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, unto your people, Father God, today, Father God. Hallelujah. They can't even contain it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you're doing it right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for supernatural debt cancellation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name. Canceling debts, Father God. Canceling those student loans, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Canceling those light bills, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that somebody is going into the, oh, God, they're standing at the counter, Father God, even at the electric company right now, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, trying to make a payment arrangement. Oh, God, and the teller says, it's a zero balance, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. You've done it for me, Father God, so many times, Father God. You're no respecter of persons, Father God. What you do for one of your children, you'll do for all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That you're canceling those bills right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you're paying off mortgages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. That you're paying that rent, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For that one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That needs that rent, oh, God. Hallelujah. By that certain date, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. Even on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that you're doing it for them now, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you that it's already done, oh, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that it's already been turned, Father God, in their favor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because I heard the songwriter say, late in the midnight hour, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, God's going to turn it around. You done turned it around, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even in the midnight hour, Father God, you turned it around, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, you love us, your children, Father God, so much, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you love us beyond our faults, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you are faithful, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're faithful, Father God, for you are the rock of ages, you never change, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you remain the same, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just doing it right now, for what you just did right now. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, the testimonies will come forth out of your people's mouth on this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, about your goodness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, about your grace falling upon them, Father God, in different situations, Father God, hallelujah. For you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, and you are able Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, I pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for the parents, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Especially the single parents, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for all parents, Father God. Hallelujah. That you would, oh God, give them the strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To raise the children, Father God, and the grandchildren. Some are raising grandchildren, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give them that strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give them the wisdom, Father God, to, oh God, these situations, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that our youth go through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give them, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, tell them how to handle it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Show them exactly what to do, Father God. Show them, put the words in their mouth that are breakthrough, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and I just want to pray for the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Touch the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, cleanse the minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Fine-tune the minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. On you, Father God. Stationed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let all evil, oh God, be blotted out right now out of the mind, Father God. Chisel it away right now, Father God. Even as you perform a divine mind transplant, Father God. Do it now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Transform our mind, Father God, into the likeliness of Christ Jesus right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Mind stayed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because you said in your word, Father God, in Isaiah 26:3, that we keep our mind stayed on you, Father God, you will keep us in perfect peace, Father God. Oh, God. So I decree and declare peace in the mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Peace be still right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Even those thoughts of, oh, God, suicide, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I cancel them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I thank you, God, that life and life more abundantly is being loosed upon your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you that purpose is being loosed upon your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, move right now over your people's minds, oh, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for anxiety, oh, God, being bound and cast into fire, in the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, for post-traumatic stress disorder being bound and cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, for that bipolar disorder running to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, God, for dissociative disorder running to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, for, hallelujah, that ADHD, Father God. Glory to hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that you're canceling it right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that schizophrenia and paranoia, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that is being driven, oh, God, to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah for the OCD, Father God, being canceled right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy and you are able, oh, God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that all eating disorders, Father God, glory, hallelujah, are being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. The under-eating, the bulimia, Father God, glory, hallelujah, raising it up off your people right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory, hallelujah, that overeating, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, is being canceled right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you, God, that neurodevelopmental issues, Father God, and disorders are being canceled right now. Neurocognitive issues and disorders are being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Substance abuse, Father God, and addictive disorders, Father God, are being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Borderline personality, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that cause emotional pain, Father God, hallelujah, is being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those mood disorders, oh God, glory, hallelujah, attention disorders, Father God, hallelujah, behavioral disorders, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is being cast into the fiery sea, oh God. I thank you that you're stabilizing the mind right now, Father God. You're stabilizing the mind right now, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, those with murder on the mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we cancel those murdering spirits, Father God, up off your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Those dealing, oh God, in bitterness and anger and rage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Malice, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. envy and jealousy, oh God. We cancel right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those covered in spirit, Father God, we denounce and renounce them right now, oh God. And we send them to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Spirits of competition, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind them up and we cast them in the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you just, oh, God, give us, oh, God, a due right spirit, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give us the spirit of obedience, Father God. Hallelujah, because you said in your word that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. You said, oh, God, hallelujah, obedience is better than sacrifice, Father God, to help us to do the right thing, Father God, that we know the right thing to do. Help us to do the right thing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Follow after holiness and righteousness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In this hour, Father God, glory to your name, Father God. And we just giving you praise, oh, God, that you're stirring up every gift right now. Every gift, Father God, on the inside of us, Father God. You're stirring it up right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. There's a burning in our belly right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because you're stirring, you're churning, and you're stirring those gifts right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us walk therein, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. What you called us to walk into, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us be who you called us to be, Father God. Nothing more, nothing less, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so when it's all done and said, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we can hear you say, well done, thy faithful servant. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. And we're giving you the praise and we're giving you the glory. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we bind it up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even the sorrow, the sadness, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, loneliness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and loneliness, Father God. We bind it up right now, Father God. Melancholy, right now, we bind it up. We can't command you to go back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Depression and oppression. We send you back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that all discouragement and doubt is raising up off your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you just doing it right now, Father God. Hallelujah, covering your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, giving them peace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Peace, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. In every area of their lives, Father God, just walking them out, Father God. Walking them out of the trouble, Father God. Walking them out of the trauma, Father God. Walking them out of the stress, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Flatten their feet, Father God. Hallelujah. On Christ, the solid rock right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Building our hope on him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In him right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you. For you are worthy, 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 and you're able, Father God. And I thank you, God, that all sickness has got to flee right now. Even as your healing balm is being released upon your people right now, Father God. It's touching every disease, every disorder, every malfunction, every dysfunction in the body. Everything that's not like you operating in these bodies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're eradicating it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And healing. Healing belongs to your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because our brother, oh, God, Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, he went to old Calvary for the remission of our sins and, oh, God, hallelujah, and sickness, Father God, and everything we'd ever go through on this earthly realm, Father God, so he already conquered it. He already conquered, he already conquered, making us conquerors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, hallelujah, that that virtue is flowing right now, oh, God, all through the body right now, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that negative report. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That blood work. Oh, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. That has just been turned, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that when they go back again, Abba Shanda Sakata. Hey! I thank you when they go back again. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I thank you. Woo! I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that your report will stand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. That you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, like only you can. Oh, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Oh, do it for them now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. What they're expecting you to do, Father God, do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, do it, do it, do it, Lord. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. For touching his body, Father God, touching him, Father God, healing him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, giving us strength in these feeble bodies, Father God, glory, hallelujah, where we we're experiencing battle fatigue, Father God. You're taking the fatigue away, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're giving us stamina, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Father God. So I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for strength from on high being poured upon us right now, Father God. Each and every one of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that you're stabilizing our immune system. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're even changing our eating habits, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, the things that we had a taste for, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we won't have a taste for no more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even the lust of the flesh, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you that you're offering the taste buds for the flesh, they think, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you divinely aligning our taste buds with spiritual things, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That we will hunger and thirst after you only, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I give you glory. Oh, I give you the glory today, Father God. Hallelujah. I give you the glory today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God. I feel it shifting. I feel it turning. I feel it turning. Oh, I feel it. I feel it, y'all. I feel it. 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 Oh, my goodness. I feel it all in my bones. I feel it shifting for you. I feel it right now. I feel it turning. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I feel it. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. All you got to do is believe, and if you're having trouble believing, just say, Lord, help my unbelief. Oh, God, help our unbelief when we don't believe, when we're not sure, when we don't see it, Father God, with our natural eyes. Oh, God, help our unbelief, oh, God, because I know you're doing something right now. I know, oh, God, that you're shifting the atmosphere right now, Father God, that you're turning it around for your people right now. Ooh, I thank you, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're binding up that destruction. Oh, God, that lays waste at noonday. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're intercepting every arrow right now, Father God. Hallelujah. We're casting down every dart right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you praise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you just cover your people, Father God, on the roadways, Father God, in the airways, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the all-ground transportation, the cars, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the trains, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Motorcycles, bicycles, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Buses, Father God. Oh, I thank you that you're divinely protecting them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And the angels, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, have already been dispatched, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, Gabrielle has already been sent out. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Michael, oh, God, hallelujah, has already been sent out. Raphael has already been sent out. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Uriel has already been sent out. Oh, God, to cover your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As they're traveling, Father God, to and fro, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As they're handling their business, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to every imp and every demon have got to fall back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Because the word angels have went out, God. Glory, hallelujah, to bring your people to victory, Father God. So I just thank you, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now. I thank you, God. I'm excited, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on this day, like never before, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for what you're doing for your people right now. I feel it in the atmosphere. I feel it all over me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I give you the praise and I give you the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, watch over those pedestrians, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God, that you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. And we bind it up, Father God, every bit of demonic surveillance today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up, oh, God, those, oh, God, peeping Tom spirits today, Father God. We binding up the eavesdropping spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up that medicine man, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We binding up, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, how about you? Hey, we binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything, oh, God, hallelujah. It's not like you, Father God. Every high and haughty thing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That would attempt to exalt itself against the knowledge of your power today, Father God. Hallelujah. We're driving it back to the abyss right now. Every bit of dark. Yes, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that your marvelous light, oh, God, is permeating right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And it's destroying every bit of darkness, Father God. That dark magic, oh, God, it's destroying it right now, that black magic, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, glory, hallelujah. That hoodoo and the voodoo, the hex and the vexes, and the taboos, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That Santeria, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That hocus pocus, Father God. That obia, Father God. It's falling back to the pit of hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, every curse, oh God, is broken and destroyed right now with the breakers anointed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every incantation is broken and destroyed right now with the breakers anointed, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, every spell, Father God, hallelujah, has just been dismantled, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And I give you glory right now, Father God. Hallelujah, for it falling back to the pit of hell, oh God, for you opening up the blind eyes today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for you waking us up out of the stupor today, Father God. I thank you that Zion is arising today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you that the sleepers are waking up today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I give you praise, I give you glory. Oh, worthy God, hallelujah. Worthy Master, merciful Master. I thank you, God. Oh God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, that every witch and every warlock, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, every wizard, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, has got to come subject, oh, God, hallelujah, to your word, oh, God, over in Exodus, where it says, suffer not the witch to live, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so we cancel their diabolical assignments against your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, that every shackle, every chain is being loosed right now, every fetter, oh, God, is being loosed right now, we kick that junkyard open in hell, we kick it open right now, and we take back the spoils, we take back everything that has been stolen from us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we put you on Satan. We put you on notice right now, Satan. We put you on notice right now. The blood of Jesus rebuke you right now. I said the blood of Jesus rebuke you right now. You're over. It's over for you right now. It's over for you right now. It's been over for you. Take your filthy hands off of God's people and their possessions right now. Take your hands off their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because the blood still works. Oh, my God, I thank you for the blood today. I thank you for the blood today. I thank you for the blood today. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that's already conquered. Oh, God, and defeated Satan. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers of in particular falling back to the pit of hell right now. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That while we're yet speaking, you've already answered, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even for, oh, God, our elder hunter as he come forth, our senior elder hunter, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're wording his mouth right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're giving him hind feet right now, Father God, to go in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to step on every scorpion. Trample, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Every slithering thing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, and I give you the honor. Oh, God, and the strength and right now, even our leader on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Dr. Laron Mathis, Father God, pour back strength into him, Father God, even as he poured out on last night, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you taking him. Oh, God, to hire the bitches in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you unlocking mysteries and codes unto them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing for them right now, Father God. Hallelujah, for you covering them and keeping them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you blessing that his food and his water, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you blessing the very work of his hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you meeting the needs, Father God, right now, Father God. Every petition, Father God, we have up before you, Father God. I thank you that you shall answer it right now, Father God, in this hour, Father God, in this time period. One after the other, and one after the other, and one after the other, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even the prayers you have up for your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you that you're going to answer them as well, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I give you praise, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for what you're doing for them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Moving by your spirit for them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In every circumstance, every situation, oh God, that is before them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we do reach up and we intercept every arrow, every dart, Father God. We throw back, oh God, into the pit of hell every accusation, every lie that's been spoken against them, even as we lay and lock the lion, listen to Lucifer right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that will forge a lie, oh God, that will make up an accusation against them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we just give you praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. That you, oh God, giving them that strength to soar higher, fly eagle, fly Fly, eagle, fly, fly, eagle, fly. Oh, God. And we just bless you for you. Cover this family. Cover them and keep them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Meet every need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that need to touch anybody, oh, God, touch them. Touch his mother. Touch his father, oh, God. Touch each and every person, oh, God, and meet their needs, Father God, like only you can, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I just give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor to each and every person on this line today, Father God. And even those, oh, God, those things they have up before you, those silent prayers, silent requests, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move over them, the long-time requests. Move over them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I just bless you. And we love you, Father God. I love you, Father God. We love you, oh God, because you first loved us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You taught us love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. So we give you the praise and we give you the glory for all good and perfect gifts that are coming down right now from you, the Father of light, oh God. And we bless your name, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah to our King.
Praise the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for this hour that you've allotted your children to come together. Help to give you praise, give you honor and glory, which is already done. But Father, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for loving us even when we don't love ourselves. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to sit at that throne and bring our concerns, our issues to you, oh God. But, Father, I ask that you look on each and every one, oh God, under the sound of my voice, and those that desire to be on and couldn't be on, God, you know who they are. You know where they are. You know the situations in which they're in. But we ask that you shine the spotlight of heaven upon us right now. And anything, oh God, that we've done that grieves your spirit, pleasing in your sight, forgive us right now, oh God. Increase the love, oh God, in us for one another, oh God. Because we are about your business. It's not about us. It's about you, oh God. And we need your help, Father, for we are weak, but thou art strong. But God, we know that you told us to go and compel those to come. These are the people, our brothers and sisters, that don't know you by the pardoning of their sin. But Father, we ask that you give us that holy boldness, oh God. Let us be on God, as you said in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Be on your God. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. And be strong. But we need your help, Father, for we realize you did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We need you, oh God, to go forth to the prison, oh God, and let us speak what you would speak. Let us decrease and you increase in us as we go to the vineyard, oh God, to fulfill the purpose that you place on our lives. And God, we ask that in the prison cells, we ask that you send your word right now, oh God, that would change the mind and that would touch the heart right now. And you send your word through loving kindness, have I drawn thee, oh God, us, oh God, your children, use us to draw those that are fallen by the wayside, those that have turned their backs on you, those, oh God, that never heard your name, use us and the love that you've given us to draw them unto you. But Father, in the process, let us lift you up. You said if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you. We want to be obedient, oh God. We want to be good stewards over what you've given us, oh God. Help us this day, Father, that we may be pleasing in your sight. But Heavenly Father, we ask that you go behind the walls of the hospital room, guide the hands of the surgeons and the minds of the doctors, because those are our brothers and sisters. And we're concerned, so we bring them to you today, that you would dispatch your healing power right now and raise them up in such a manner that they will have a testimony for you, oh God.
Remember, oh God, those in the nursing homes that's been pushed aside, shunted, forgotten. Lord, we know that you don't forget your children. And you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, even to the end of the world. Father, we ask that you go and sup with them. Let them know that they're not alone, that you're standing near, that you're the one and only true living God. Remember those in the mental institutions, oh God. For the mental issues are running rampant in the land, Father. But we need you to dispatch your angels to touch the minds of the people. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, oh God, on behalf of all of your children, that you let us stand still. Stand still and lean not on our own understanding to see your power and your at work. And Father, we ask that you let your children not only be hearers of your words, the words that you send to us, but let us be doers, oh God. We ask right now, oh God, that you will etch them in our hearts, that we may not sin against thee. But Father, we will re-sign in that we're running in our feet, oh God, to fulfill the purpose that you've given us. Let us not be complacent. Let us not, oh God, become lukewarm. But send a revival through the land to stir up, oh God, that they may be about your business. And remember those, oh God, that's in a foreign country, oh God, that still seeking your face and calling our Father. Father, you know everything about them. And we ask, oh God, that you will provide their every need. Not their every want, but their every need. That you will provide them, oh God, with the strength to go on. And, oh God, let them look to the hills which cometh their help. The help coming from you that made the heaven and earth, oh God. And all power lies in your hand. And let us, oh God, not be concerned about tomorrow. But let us remember who we are and whose we are. Because you've given us the power of death and life in our child, oh God, that we may speak those things that are not as though they were. And let us move forward, oh God, and prepare for your arrival. Because we believe that we're looking for a ready people. But stay your arrival, oh God, because we have not fulfilled your will. And we need you, oh God, to help us do that. And remember those, oh God, in uniform, policemen, firemen, those that are serving in the military. These are people that put their lives on the line for their fellow man. Lord, we ask that you protect them as they go through their daily task. Remember their families, oh God. Remember them right now. Comfort them, oh God. Protect them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you look over the overseer of the vision you've given for this life. That we come collectively, your name up, and give you praise because you inherited the praises of your people. Bless them and continue, oh God, to pour into him revelation knowledge. And let us undergird him, oh God, and follow him as he follows you. But God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you give us a genuine love for you and our brothers and sisters, that we can serve you in spirit and in truth, that you will be the light upon our pathway, oh God, and that you will make us, oh God, the light upon a hill that cannot be hid, that we will be the salt of the earth that you're calling for in these last and evil days. But God, we need you. We need you, Father. Let us not lean on our own understanding in the word. Stand on your word because all of the ground is sinking sand. We want to be as David was unto you, Father. Men and women, after your own heart. And we thank you for the power that you've invested in us. Let us use it wisely, oh God, and consult you, oh God. Because you know all. You are wise God. You're omnipresent. And we thank you for being mindful of us. We thank you for sending your son through 40 and two generations to redeem us back to our rightful place in you. We bless your name today, God. For without you, no other help that we know. We don't know where we would be without you today, Father. But we thank you. We bless your name. Remember those, oh God, that are mourning from the loss of loved ones at the university in Michigan, those in Syria and Turkey, those other places, oh God, that we haven't mentioned yet. But you know where they are. And your love angels, oh God, them understand that you're yet God and you're too wise to make a mistake. And we bless your name for it right now, Father. We bless your name. We love you, oh God. And remember the children of the world, oh God. Remember them today. And those, oh God, who have control over them, responsibility over them, let them, oh God, be raised in the fear and admiration of you. So that when they get older, they will not depart. We love you today, Father. We want to be obedient children to you. It's not about us. It's about your will getting done. And Father, we thank you for what you have done. We bless your name for what you're doing right now. We're answering our prayer is being answered right now. And we thank you for what you're going to do in the future for your children. There's no good thing you said that you would withhold from us. Let us be obedient, oh God. And we bind the hand of Satan that come against the request today of all the intercessors on the line verbally before your throne. We bind them right now, oh God, and send them back to the pit of hell for once they came. Because we are more than a conqueror. We are already victorious. And God, we bless you. And we decree and declare these things done right now. Jesus, your son, our elder brother, we decree and declare so, and we seal it with your blood. And we say, amen, amen, and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you for your word, for the word. You said in Job 22 and 28, if we decree a thing, so should the thing be established. God, you also said in your word in Psalms 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. Now, God, we decree and declare every demonic spirit, every assassin spirit in the spirit realm, we overrule every diabolical entity of the spirit of the hand of the enemy right now. We're pulling down every spirit of Jasmine, the stronghold that operates in the realm of perversion. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, operate in the spirit of homosexuality. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, operate in the spirit of lust. In the name of Jesus, operate in the spirit of debauchery. We bind it up and take authority over the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. We overrule every attack of the mind that's coming against the thought of the mind of the people and the seat of their emotions and their feelings right now. We take an authority right now. We go and go rush katiyasa. God, we're going inside and overruling every diabolical entity that rises up against the mind and the thought of your people even now in the name of Jesus. We're pulling down the stronghold and the strong man's of illusion and delusion, the hallucinating spirit in the name of Jesus that come through psychotropic medication and false God of emptiness down inside of them in the name of Jesus. And God, we overruling every attend at the hand of the enemy that comes through bitterness and angry and rage and unforgiveness. And we're taking authority right now of the strong man in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of anger and deep rage in the name of Jesus, and we're pulling it down and driving it out in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit that the people just came out of, in hopelessness, angry unforgiveness in the name of Jesus, coming out of deep hurt, Lord Jesus, of the holiday season, of the season of Valentine's Day. God, in the name of Jesus, are wanting somebody in their life and the enemy attacking their mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We drive that Koremiando Sheba Olea Saka in the spirit realm, and we casting it down in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic spirit that operate through teleporting, television, God, through media systems, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're driving it out of the mind of the people in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give them and we decree and declare back inside their mind the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind in the name of Jesus, the spirit of peace, the spirit of beautification, the spirit of strength over them in the name of Jesus, the spirit of identity, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Pull down demonic spirits that operate in the mind and the health of your people, God, making them feel that their health is out of place. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we speak to the health of the people, God. You touch them right now. You said in your word, I will open all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. God, we decree and declare to every part of the astrology of the substratum of the organ and the substratum of the anatomy of the human body, God, begin to flow through the blood cells, through the organ, through the tissue, God, through the mind, through the cell system, in the name of Jesus. Let a flow, God, flow through that body. Loose your healing anointing, God. Loose your healing power, God, of every diabetic spirit, God, every demonic spirit, huh? In the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, in the name of Jesus. Sales organ that's been out of order, out of place, and joints that have been out of place. God, go inside, touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, go into the bone, to the soul of the bone. In the name of Jesus, God, to move through the lungs. Touch that lung, God. Cover them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up cancer, God. Symptoms of cancer, God. In the name of Jesus, doctor, go inside, regulate that system. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the heart level, the vessels in the heart, God. Move over those vessels right now. Restore, restructure. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare, God, you touch that low blood pressure, and we touch that high blood pressure. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, move over the immune system, God. Move over thyroid in the body, God. In the name of Jesus, move over the mind that the enemy is dealing with, that mind. Touch of the high, give it shut out of a over the mind. In the name of Jesus, touch that in the name of Jesus. You said in Isaiah 26, keep us in perfect peace. In the state on you, God, move over the mind of your people even now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you touch them, you strengthen them, God, you renew them. God, lose the time of refreshing over your people now. In the name of Jesus, bring them out of, God, whatever the enemy trapped them in past relationships, got their mind trapped in that year, got their mind trapped in that day of the abuse, of the hurt, of the rape, God, of the incest, God, of the pain, of the letdown, God, of words, kind of. Oh God, shaking of a host day. I go into the spirit realm and I overrule the rukoskata words that have been sent out and loosed into those families, to the bloodline, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, I speak. Oh my sheke, lido shabanda. Ask a sacrificing spirit that had made covenants in the spirit realm over generational bloodlines. Sakando, rubanda de sayakito. I speak to generational bloodline that had made sacrifice through the mother side and the father side over wealth, over money, over opportunity, over advancement, God. I overrule Rukoskata. I speak to the courtroom of heaven, God. Overrule every diabolical spirit of generational bloodline to the third and fourth generation of the iniquities of the father, God. God, you overturn it now in the name of Jesus, God. Those who have family made blood sacrifice, covenant with organization, ancient organization, mystery, society, fraternity, God, overturn it right now, those covenants, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go inside, angels of the living God, we send you on an assignment into blood realms, into bloodlines, sacrifice over the firstborn son, sacrifice over the firstborn child, God. We ask that you will remove those saints that have been made as sacrifice because of people bowing and worshiping masters and bowing to ancient deity, ancient festival, ancient God. We overrule it. Come on, Rimaseke. We stand. Numan de Beshadaboko. We speak to all seven continents in the earth realm, God, that have made covenant with those deities. That made covenant with those deities. We drive you out now. We renounce, we denounce your satanic forces, your satanic spirits. We renounce and denounce those covenants in the name of Jesus over children that will be born later on in generational line, God. In the name of Jesus, that will be sacrificed. Death demons, death spirits, we bind you up, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Murdering spirit that will visit the bloodline because family members broke rates with those covenants. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for answering our prayers. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for allowing us to enter into the presence of your commando shata and make our case known unto you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for pulling down every diabolical intent at the hand of the enemy. And Father, I thank you. We decree is done. Hilamansha Bahasite. Hilamansha. Hilamansha Tabo. Luminia Mansiata. God, we thank you for it right now. We let you arise, God, and our enemies be scattered even now. Jesus. And Father, I thank you for it today. And I give you praise. I give you glory. And I give you honor, right? I give you praise, glory, and honor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, now I speak to the person right now that's listening to the sound of my voice. Hey, Shaddai. I speak to that person right now that had that encounter yesterday in the name of Jesus with something that was in their past years ago during Valentine's Day. I speak to that mind, and I command that door to be closed now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the person right now that told that person, I will remember this day, and it'll always be in my mind. And every time that day comes, it draws them back into a spirit of rejection, a spirit of depression and oppression. I overrule your diabolical sound that you spoke against your life concerning that relationship years ago. I command it to be cut at the root. I uproot that demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. And I go to the core. Rala, say imanase. And I command it to loose your life now. In the name of Jesus. And that peace be still over your life now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I speak to the woman that had the issue in the left part of the leg now. I speak to the person that had the issue in the knee in the name of Jesus. I speak to the young lady that had an issue in that female part of her body in the name of Jesus. I speak to the man that's having prostrate problems. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare to the person that's having issues in their lung, Allah, Rukur, and I command the lung, Shenando, to be open. Your pathway, the passage in your lungs to be open right now in the name of Jesus. I command the angels of the living God to I speak to the respiratory issue. Hallelujah. To your respiratory systems now. Command it now in the name of Jesus. I speak to that woman that's having issues in her body right now. Go to the doctor because the enemy said you're going to die. I bind up your spirit that keeps talking to you in your mind and have you speaking against yourself. I overrule the spirit of illusion. And delusion, even now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak to natural and spiritual abuses. I speak to the people that have abused themselves with words, that they don't feel that they're worthy, words, that they don't feel that they can love again. I speak to those demonic words that they spoke against themselves. I think the demonic words of people said, they'll never love again. You'll never marry again. You'll never do it again. I bind, renounce, and denounce those demonic words that hold power with princes that control those realms in the name of Jesus. I drive out the spirit of lovelessness and the person that's still trying to struggle to find themselves. I bind up perverse spirits that I've been tampered with through sexual relationships, leaving seed on the egg of the uterus, the female, and leaving the seed of the man body in the name of Jesus. And I bind every structural demonic spirit that left in the soulless realm through the thought of the mind. And I drive it out in the name of Jesus. And I overrule satanic sanctions in the name of Jesus. And I bind up covenants on the mother's side and the grandmother's side. I bind up covenants on the father's side and the grandfather's side. I bind up covenants that are causing people to live in a mindset of poverty. I bind up covenants in the name of Jesus. Ancient covenant of never would be anything. I bind up ancient covenant that have been sold in the mind of your youth. Rabosha. And I bind up those covenants that spoke to your childhood that you'll never succeed, you'll never graduate, you'll never be nothing. I bind up those covenants. I overrule demonic covenants in the bloodline, and I drive it out at the root. I uproot your sanctions. I uproot your words. I uproot your words that go to your bloodline of your children and your children. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak to spirits that have been left through seed, that have been left through generational seeds. I speak to our legacy, that our legacy will live out the power of victory in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare things that we have to deal with based upon the consequences, God, that your mercy will cover us and your grace will keep us. God, I thank you for it right now. I thank you for your courtroom. I thank you for your courtroom answering these prayers in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor today in the mighty name of Jesus. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability, almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, thank God, hallelujah, thank God, amen. Selah, Son of the Deus. Glory to God. Amen. And it is so. Hallelujah. 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 It is so. It is so. Thank you, God. Well, we bless the Lord today for the saints and the people of God. We thank God for you on today. And we honor the Lord for what he has already done. Many of you felt a breaking. As I was praying, I saw lifting off of some of you all. I saw some people lifting off. I saw things being broken. I saw some things being lifted. Mary Teasley, I saw something lift off you. I saw something some years ago. This is the thing I saw lift off you today. Something that was held up for years, and you've been asking God about business. It just lifted today, woman of God. It just lifted off of you. It just lifted off you. I saw it lifted. I saw it lifted off you, and I saw it lift off your daughter. It shall be done. You will see. You will see a straight, narrow move right now begin to happen for you. I saw some things lifted off you, Sister Tracy Pollard. I see you like you're sitting there, and some things were weighing on you. I saw it just lift off you. It lifted off you. It lifted off your daughter. It lifted off your son. It lifted off all of your children. I saw something lift off all of them. It's almost like something was coming from underneath the Osha. It was coming from underneath the Amma. It was coming from underneath the Osha. Now God could have it. It was coming in from under the ground, under the realm of the spirit. It was lifting off. I saw it lifting off you. I saw some things breaking off, breaking off. Your break. Murray Simmons, I see some things lifted off on the father's side. Some things lifted off. I saw some things lift off. I saw some things go to the roof, uproot from the lifting off. The lifting off. I saw some major things be lifted off. It's like almost like three chords from different levels, like father and stepfather line. Things just lifted off. I saw things lifting off you, man. You're gonna be easy, Osha. It's gonna be easy ride for you, Osha. It's going to be easy for you right now. There's some things that God is moving. The waters are troubling many for men and women of God to Some of you have inventions right now that's going to be critical to next month and the weeks ahead. God is moving. There's a momentum. There's a movement. Even while some of you are silent, God is just your spirit man is moving into the presence of God, Elohim. He's moving. You're in the spirit realm, moving with him. And some of you, you're looking at the clock, and you see one time, and then you look back, and you question yourself, I thought it was this time. No, you're in the spirit realm. You are in the spirit realm. You are here at time. So you're looking at the time and say, man, I thought it was this time, but it's another time. No, because of the spiritual realm and dimension that God have you in. Things that God is suspending on behalf of you that some of you did not know. There's some of you right now, you did not know. And I'm looking at somebody right now, sixth generation, somebody a seventh generation, and an eighth generation, and a ninth generation. Of things in your bloodline you did not know it was visiting your children. It started affecting you, but it visited your children. And you're wondering why these things transpire. There's some of you family members connected to Vietnam War. And you're dealing with spirits that came from the war syndrome. That came from your father's side when they were in wars. You're dealing with ancient spirits of things that they done in the war zone. And those spirits came down. And some of them, I'm looking at some who were in an intensified war that they sent to in like Vietnam, Cambodia. And in those countries, they have certain deities. And it was coming under those protection. And it was speaking to those certain deities that if they were making out of the war with their mind, if they were making out, and they made covenants over their children. And God said, I'm coming in. And I'm coming in and I'm counseling the debt. God is counseling debt of bloodlines of people who family members were part of these, a part of ancient spirits and ancient countries that your bloodline was in. And God is moving over today. God has done it today. He has done it for some of you right now. There was a strong death spirit rising up against somebody's bloodline. And I said, death demon, retreat and flee. It will not be able to do nothing. I'm not saying it won't come back. But I can guarantee you it will not be back in this hour. So continue to pray. God is moving. The waters are troubled. And God is moving over some people at this moment. There's someone, your mind is in a valley of decision. You are in a valley. Your body is not in the valley. You walk, you move it. But your mind is in a valley of a decision. And in this valley of decision, you can't make a decision because it's you're in that place where you're holding up your own progress, expecting enemy is using trickery on you. And you're getting frustrated in this valley. And this is for you. I'm not going to do like prophets saying, thus said the Lord. I'm going to tell you what I see. In this valley, you have to allow God to move over this decision. You're trying to assist God, even to the point where it may not be the will of God for your life. Cut the cord. Let God's will be done. If it is, amen. If it's not, yay, and amen. But it's you're in that valley, and it's very dangerous what God want to do for you between now and June of 2023. I'm looking at June 28, 2023 of your life. So you have to release this thing from your mind and your thoughts. Actually, what it is, it's a prophetic word that was given to you, but it was given to you based upon what you kept the atmosphere, and the prophet picked it up in the realm. Because I want people to understand, prophets, we can pick up what people say, and we can give it back to you, and it'll be what you said. We need to pick up what God is speaking, and that's Jeremiah 29. The Lord know the thoughts, the thought of God concerning people. And many people that are running around with prophets who are immature because they don't know how to tap into the realm. And then realm give you access to those areas where ruling principalities and power. Dimensions allow you to understand God as he releases sound through frequency and the numbers, because he'll release it to you. When you tap into those realms, you'll be able to move in the miraculous, so you can replace words that are not connected to the presence of destiny, that are connected to the words of delusion and illusion. I hope this is helping somebody today. We have many people that have words that are illusion and delusion. You know the word of the Lord God said, God turned people over to a strong delusion. They rather believe a lie than the truth. And so words have power in accessing systems. And if you speak a word into a system of a database that don't belong there, spell check or word usage system. God is sending spell checks and word uses to many of us, but we got an anesthesia mind. It's like anesthesia. The sound of coronavirus is in people locked in like an anesthesia. So you have people afraid to move, afraid to go because they're anesthesia sound of corona. And so they're operating in fear, and they can't move in any other mindset and realm because they heard what somebody said and what was leaked to their life. You have to move your body out of those realms where they control the organisms of you. You have to move from that place so the Spirit of the Lord God can release to you what he's decreed and declared over your life when he said dominion. I give you dominion over what? The fish of the sea. I give you dominion over the fowls of the air. I give you realms and dimensions to control so you can walk in the earth realm, having power in marine realm. You have power in the animal kingdom. You have power in human life where they cannot destroy you, but they have to respond to you. So you have to carry that realm and know what God is saying to you and have total access to those places and dominion and power. There's somebody right now, you've been in total control. You don't even know what this decision to make, because you don't know how to obey God. You're just obeying, trying to please people. You're a people pleaser. So you're never going to be successful because you're just a people pleaser. You have to cut that people pleasing spirit down. Because you want to miss out on life. You're going to miss out on things God want to do because you're used to pleasing people. You feel you owe people for what they did for you. I owe them. You don't owe nobody but to love them. You have to please God. You're in a people pleasing. You've been a people pleaser all of your life. Your infirmity is based upon people pleasing. You got to move from that area so God can move in your life. Release yourself from that in the name of the Lord, so his power can move over you, in you, and through you. In Jesus' name, and it is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Cut the cord. There's some of you just need to cut the cord. You're connected to the soulless realm of stuff. You cut the cord. You need to cut the cord. You got to cut the cord. Some people need to cut the cord. Cut that cord. It's gonna cause you some pain, but you got to cut the cord. You got to uproot those things. Uprooting things. Uproot it. Cut the cord so your will can be done. You believe in God for it. You believe in God for family members, but you assisted them because you won't cut the cord. So things are where they are. Things are, but you won't cut the cord. So God will can be done. But you're trying to help the Lord and then you're glorifying God because you assisted him and you think it's the Lord. And then you have to go back. You keep visiting that same place again and again and again till you cut the cord. It's a hard place to do, but you have to do it because it's going to determine your health. It's going to determine your well-being. It's going to determine your health and your well-being right now. This is going to determine your health and your well-being. Your well-being is under this cord. It will determine your health and well-being right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. Hallelujah. It is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a person. I hear the word 72 hours from now. There's a breakthrough. I don't know if this is a check, money somebody owe you, a settlement, but in 72 hours coming your way, that will be life-changing. 72 hours. Now, my clock says 2:09 p.m. Central, so 3:09 Eastern. It's 12:09 in the West Coast. If you're in any other country, look at that map and take off that time. There's something that's going to happen for you. And in the spirit realm, what I see is a suitcase. And I'm looking at an angel tussling to get this suitcase away from another angel. It's tussling. And I don't know what's in the case. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. This is what I hear. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The suitcase is a symbol of AK. 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 And he's working it out now. And it's being tied up. Something is being tied up that is going to be loose. Something that's been held up is going to be loose for you. And expect it to be. In the name of the Lord. This may be for more than one. One, I think something about 3 years. It's 3 years. It's been going on for 3 years. It's being loose. It's being fought and tussled on your behalf. In the name of the Lord. There's somebody that was having a pain gone. It's subsided. It's not even there anymore. And what the enemy is doing, praying, the Lord lifted it. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because I just picked up an infirmity on my right side where my upper stomach is, going back by my kidney. In that area, I just felt a sharp pain in my body. That's you. The Lord just showed you. But what the enemy is doing to you right now, he have you sitting trying to figure out if it's going to come back or not. You're healed, but the enemy is telling you pain is going to come back, and it's not already gone. It's not even there. Your mind has to move from that place so that you will move into healing. Do you know people can speak things into their life, and it happens? They can speak back pain, injuries in their house. It'll follow you because your body is a divine message. Your body give a message to the mess inside you, and now you're dealing with pain. You just walked into a healing today in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God for the victory. It's so in Jesus' name. All right, I'm going to stop. Men and women of God, your obedience is required in this seat in the courtroom. God is doing some mighty things, mighty things, mighty things for us. We are getting ready to see. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There is something that's going to disturb the earth plan. Listen to it. You're going to hear it come from the media. You're going to hear it come from the Center for Disease Control. You're going to hear it's going to disturb the earth realm. There's something that's going to hit the earth realm. It's going to disturb it. They're not going to have answers to it. But call the disturbance in the earth realm. They're going to start loosing false diagnosis and throwing fear on the people. But I want you to hear, it's going to be a lie. It's going to be all lies. God is disturbing the earth realm. He is sitting, I'm hearing in the spirit realm, there's a hissing sound, there's a whistle sound. And this whistle sound, I'm looking at the entire earth, and I'm looking outside in the universe, in the spirit realm, angels are blowing horns like a whistle. They're doing is that they are confusing ancient spirits that are operating through fallen angels right now. And I'm going to describe it like this. Describe this so you can understand. You won't hear it with your natural ear until you get into a place in God where you're totally silent, and then God will let you hear the sound. You will know that this is a sound that's been loosed in the spiritual realm, and it's coming through. And there are people that are going to be so confused, because it's almost like what I see. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There it is right there. What you're going to experience is when God told Saul, he said, I have rejected Saul. Saul can no longer hear from that realm. He could no longer hear. David was his replacement. Because if you think of Samuel, go down to the 9th, 10th, I think the 11th verse. It said, when God laid hand on David, the Spirit of the Lord God entered David. And what the next verse? And the Spirit of the Lord God departed Saul. So there was no more Saul being able to have the Spirit of God. So that sound is a determining factor for me. And there are people in the earth realm that will not hear from God, but they will start talking to you. And they will try to give you the sound and try to speak to your ear. And what it's going to do, it's going to try to call corruption, as it did for Daniel. When Daniel, if you read the word of God, he said his communion started turning to corruption because he didn't hear from God 21 days, and then immediately the angel comes. So just before a major breakthrough, just before your major breakthrough, it will be an interruption to shift you from where you at. You can hear from God yourself if you follow the sound of God's presence in your life. This is prophetic for many of you right now. And I'm looking at between, thank you, Holy Ghost. I just saw March 23rd through August, September, October. There's going to be a mass move. It's going to be powerful things happening for many of us. It's going to be very powerful if you just be waiting, wait patiently on God. Now, patient means to continue to stay steadfast on his agenda, not on your agenda, and watch how God begins to move in those things. For some of you, God have already spoke to you concerning the fasting time, the fast. He gave some of you assignments. Some of you didn't write things down. You're trying to go back to remember what he said to you. You say, I'm asking God, I decree that God will give you memory. You will be recalled to remember what he said and told you. So those things will manifest itself in Jesus' name. And it is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen to the glory of God. It is so. It is so. Amen. Amen. All right, real quickly, I'm going to give you opportunity, those who pray with me. If the Lord gave you a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, interpretation of the tongues. I want to give you an opportunity to release that at this time. I'm not going to tarry long because once I be silent, I don't want the enemy to steal the word. So come in quickly and follow right after the dimension I'm in. So if you're going to guess, I don't want you to open your mouth. I just want you to be quiet. This is not a guessing time. If God gave you a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, I'm going to give you the opportunity. If you're on the blog side, hit one. Administrator Richard Bright is going to bring you in. If you're on the conference side, those who just pray, if God gave you something, those on the outside, we'll hold up real quickly, keep it written, and we'll give you opportunity. If the Lord gave anybody any word of knowledge, interpretation, I want to give you the opportunity now. Come on in.
Hallelujah. Okay. Go ahead, my brother.
Come on.
Go ahead. Bless you, sis.
Go ahead, woman.
Amen. At 12:56 p.m., Prophetess Tracy spoke, walking out of the furnace. And Spirit of the Lord touched me to say, out of Deuteronomy 4:20, you are the Lord's people because he led you through the fiery trials. He rescued you from out of Egypt to stay on the path as prophet has spoken. At 1:47 p.m., prophet spoke in his heavenly language, and he spoke these two things that I took away with: heal the mind, heal the mindset. And the Lord spoke in that way that in Proverbs he said, a fool's mouth is his destruction and his lips are the snare of his soul. And before they know it, a hidden trap is coming out. So we all pray much about the how we're speaking, the things coming out of our mouth, the negative words, and having to retract things so that the work that God has begun in us would not be catching such snares. So I encourage everyone, as well as myself, to stay on the path and be careful what comes out of our mouth in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the word that you released unto me and my daughter. Bless you on today. I release. Come back on me.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. There is a war going on. I could feel it as I was praying, and God kept just saying to you, the battle doesn't belong to the people. The battle doesn't belong to the people. So there was it's a war, like a war going on. The angels have been released to bring the victory to the people. The angels have been released to bring the victory to us, God's people, and we're going to see turnaround, and things shift and change in our lives. But just hold on and be encouraged, because God always wins. And it's a war going on right now as we speak. The angels have been dispatched. The angels were on high alert. They have been dispatched, and they're fighting right now. They're fighting right now to bring you to victory. Amen. God bless you all. Bless you.
Repeat that again. Repeat that last part again.
They're fighting right now to bring us to victory in the situation, in our lives. And I said, God bless everyone. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman God. Thank you so much, because I was hearing something when you were saying warfare. They're fighting. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to open up the conference line. Does anybody have something the Lord gave you, word of knowledge, word of wisdom?
Yes.
For us, interpretation, you can come in now.
Most High Elohim, bless you. Prophet Matthews. This is Donna. As you were speaking, sir, and when you began to say, God is disturbing the earth realm, it brought this word back to me. I said, okay, Lord God, this is why you gave me this particular word on Monday the 13th. Now, as you were speaking, you said, God is disturbing the earth realm. And the Most High God has said to me, he said, the jig is up. He said, the deception is being revealed. That's what he spoke. He said, the jig is up. The deception is being revealed. and you said God is disturbing the earth realm. That's the word of the Lord that he gave. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, woman of God. Anyone else?
Good evening.
Have an evening. God bless you.
God bless you also. Prophet, as you was going in tongue, I had my pen. And as you was going in tongue, the same thing that Evangelist Mary Teasley said, that's what I heard. I heard the same thing. Heal the mind. That's what I call the release.
Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate that. We received that word right now. Did anybody else the Lord gave you anything for while we were in this prophetic rain realm, and the doors and the portals are open to receive what the Lord is releasing to us for the kingdom right now, for the kingdom of God and the men and women of God. I know some people are on their job waiting for to release the word, and they want a minute. You say to God, we are all on the prophetic, we're in the same prophetic dimension. We all are in the same realm. We all speak in the same accord as it relates to this time that we're in, Things has already been in place. God just need men and women of God who will be that voice to what is being said and what is being spoken now. The institutional systems of the church world have been monopolized by certain organizations and denominations and people that will have their clique, so they won't let other people speak and decree and declare the word of God. So a lot of people have been landlocked in their presence, and there are people that are in churches and ministry that are landlocked because they can't use their gift, but they're telling us that the Lord wants them in ministry, and they're drying up. So they're drying up, and their gift is ready to be released, but they're in those realms and in those places, and they can't move like they want to move, so they've been frustrated. And that's what you get out of ministry. You get renegades, and you get children that are out of order in churches because when they get an opportunity, they flow in those realms because they're out of order and they don't know how, because they're frustrated. But in this prophetic wind that we're in, God has men and women of God in this dispensation of time that will be able to hear the sound of the Father, hear the sound of the Father in the spirit realm, hear the sound of the Mother in the spirit realm. And they will be able to follow those sounds and understand that they're in the climax of something great. And fathers who are in the spirit realm and the mothers that are dying in the spirit realm will be able to enhance and embellish these gifts, because so many people right now are in a tight grid place in their mind and their thought. So they're questioning themselves about, is the Lord saying this to me? They're questioning themselves about, is this what God is saying? I want to make sure this is God. But when you're in an atmosphere where the conducive for the breakthrough, God will allow you to flow in that spiritual realm and that spiritual dimension to be able to loose and operate in the gift that God has given you for such a time as this. Your gifts are given by God, and your callings are based upon your obedience. So your gifts and callings come without repentance. Your gift, it comes from God. Your calling is based upon your obedience. So when your gift, you follow God and the calling. That's why it's important for people to be under leadership that will understand your gift and your calling, because your gift is yours, but the calling is based upon your obedience to God. And under your obedience to God, you'll be able to move in that spiritual dimension in the kingdom of God. No matter how you feel or what you think, the gift that God has given you, that's why he gives it to you, and it's without repentance, because God don't take back what he gives you. He allows you to use it, kingdom of God. And you have a lot of people that have mastered the gift but flunked the character. Ooh, that a preach right there. It's character. And so you have a lot of people out here don't know what to do because they've been in the ministry, have mastered the gift but flunked the character. So we have to be in a place prophetically now where everybody has to come into alignment for such a time as this. And that's why sons and daughters must understand. They must understand the sound of the Father and the sound of the Mother. It makes no difference what age you are, because I think many people in this dispensation get word system twisted with, I'm older than you, or I've been around longer. It makes no difference. because the wisdom of God is impeccable to those who are obedient to the dispensation. God can use anybody, and he can reveal his revelatory knowledge to you. Just because you can study the word and you can read it, you got to master the mystery that comes from a word, because every word carries a mystery in it. That's like that. The Hebrew alphabet, every alphabet has thousands of meanings to it. One word have many meanings. That's why you have to understand how things move in the kingdom of God. That's why when you understand Latin and Greek mystery, the Greek mythology, like words that was written in Greek, where do the Greek meaning come from? And then you understand how to maneuver through those languages. And that's how people are using word usage on people, and they're being deceived by that usage. So you have many forms of writing for one God, and one God who is the translator of all things, the knowledge of it. Everybody wants to understand how to prophesy. They want to flow in miracle, sign, and wonder, but you need to flow in interpretation, because when you operate under interpretation, God will interpret the language so you can move the barriers out of the people's way so they can flow in that dimension. And we don't have a lot of people that operate under interpretation, because interpreters are critical to language of the unknown. And the language of the unknown we need to know now, because there's been a loose of many spirits. All of the angels in heaven that failed, a third of them, they understand. They understand those secrets and mysteries of the heavenly. And God is teaching us how to flow and operate in a dimension in the earth realm from the heavenly places. And we need to be able to know what God is saying. And when we say, thus says the Lord, that's a very powerful word when you say, thus says the Lord. Because that carries a lot of weight in the courtroom. Because when you leave the courtroom of God, you must have the authorization of the sound of God. That's the signature of God. The signature of God is a sound. And you have to be able to follow the signature of God. Because once you leave the courtroom, the angels are assigned signature. And what they do is they make sure the word that was spoken matched the presence of God from the courtroom. So that's why the angel said, we come for your words. And many people are not willing to wait on God. Wait on God. Be still. And he said, I am God. I will exalt you among what? The heathen. And I will exalt you in the earth. People want to be exalted themselves among the heathen. That's how they're trolled by the heathen. When you got let God exalt you, you then dominate among the heathen. And the heathen will respond to you. That's why people don't understand the wealth and the riches that are laid up for us. Many of us should be wealthy, rich, walking around with all of the riches in the world, like Solomon. Why? Because he understood when God had passed the mantle to him from his father David, who had blood on his head, that he would build the temple. David knew how to understand the power of the sound of God, all of the dimensions of God in the Ark of the Covenant. And he was able to understand specifically what God names me. And so David was, he was a man after the heart of God, and he moved in the cardiology of God, and God moved him in accord of him. But because David had a lot of blood on his head, he was not able to build the temple where the ark would go. He would express the ark. He would be able to tell the ark. He would be able to show who would carry the ark, but he could not build the temple where the ark was at. So David was very powerful to God because of his relationship, his obedience to God, so he was favored. So he was able to have a genealogy favor from God. So his genealogy was favored from God, but he had to go through suffering. He had to go through things. So David had to deal with the consequences of choices and the decision he made because he took a life, for he had a lot of blood on his hand. And so therefore, Solomon, he was able to move in that spiritual dimension to build the arrays of the temple. He was able to build a place. He was able to build a place where the ark would be able to house. He would be able to build those places. And even him and his own folly made error because of the concubine spirit and the many wives he had. So they made him lose his mind. So many of us, we have to understand what God is saying to us prophetically right now in our life and what God is giving us right now. That when we begin to flow and move in the things of the kingdom of God, they will be the exact details of what God is saying. So when you say, thus says the Lord, you know that eternity is responding to humanity. Eternity is responding to humanity. Humanity will operate in the timetable because humanity must follow and know that the word of God that's been given to them will begin to add up to the exact revelation inside of us because we all are encryptions of God, encryption of the kingdom. Jesus said, I found it not robbery to be as God. Why? Because he was an encryption of the Father. And therefore, his encryption of the Father gave him details and specifics that he would be in the realm of the Spirit. He would move in revelation. He would be able to move. He could be right in front of the enemy. The enemy couldn't detect him. And the enemy couldn't detect him, period. So he would walk right in front of the enemy. They wouldn't even know that he was the enemy because of the place he was at in the kingdom of God. So we as believers have to be in that place in the kingdom of God to be able to move and maneuver. So when you say, thus says the Lord, we know it's it. We know it's the word of God.
Mm.
Amen. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So while we teach this, while we're relating to teaching, let's say that.
Amen. Glory to God. Can you, just the next prophet, God bless you.
God.
Yes, God bless you too. I was just listening. This is deep. I had so much written down even before getting on the line. God is revealing things. You even traded. I'm not going to say it, half of it, just what it gives me. First of all, when you were teaching last night, the same thing about the love of God, God was showing me. He was showing me personally how I had a mindset that wasn't from him. And then he showed me that you, the type of prophet and leader that you are, you unlock mysteries that are within us. And God showed me that I was thinking wrongly about something in the area of the love of God. And he corrected me from after you taught last night. When I got up this morning, I said, oh, my God. Okay, so I'm shaking now. I'm sorry. He was showing me that I do walk in the love of God, and I thank him for revealing that, making it even more clearer. Jesus, help me, Lord. And he showed me how you unlocked the words, what we need to be able to see change or come to a changed mindset. And I saw you, I see what I didn't see before in this area again. The love that God put in us, he even gave me scriptures, but he was showing me it causes us to forgive, not hold on to unforgiveness or anger or bitterness or any of that. And that's what every last one of us need, is to have the love of God on the inside. And he did give me Romans 5:5, how it's shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit. And you did some scriptures last night about the love of God. And it's very important how we speak to one another and connect when we're speaking to each other. And when it comes to finances, if this is okay, he gave me, it's a scripture I've always had in my heart, Matthew 6:33. But
yes,
seek ye first.
Let me break it real quick for a minute, guys, because we want to do where we have to stay.
Trying
to get the people to navigated that when I'm that okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. That's why I said I had a lot. So I'll just do what you're saying. I heard Prophetess Tracy say change. She felt it. And I said, wow, I could feel that too. The change and like victory. People have victory. And it's still back to the mind, though, to understand things that we did not. And it's coming through you, your ministry, because of whom you are in God as you unlock mysteries. God unlocks mysteries to you. People can have a blocked mind. I wrote that down. Our minds could be blocked from understanding. Amen. And God, I heard Elder say that God continue to give you revelation knowledge for the people. So that's... And then when you were praying for generational curses and bloodline, I was agreeing with that. I was like, wow, thank God for that too. So I just thank God for today and everything that was shared and God is doing in all our lives. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you. Bless you. Amen. Anyone at this time? All right. Speaking, decree, and declare that the realm of the spirit do not be contaminated with other elements and sounds right now. We take full authority back into the realm of the spirit and we launch us back into that spiritual dimension for which we were in. We move every sound that are alien sounds out of this atmosphere in this conference line right now. Anything that's an alien sound, we interrupt it and we drive it out, God. And we decree and declare that we will flow in the kairos of you. And we will decree and declare the kairos of you right now, God, that everything will flow in that spiritual dimension. And anything that's not in the kairos of you will be interrupted right now. And we cut the coded line system, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that we will embellish this frequency and we'll operate in it, God, even now. And that the people's mind will be navigated back into the spiritual dimension that will be able to receive the mysteries of the kingdom of God. They will flow in the revelation for the rest of the day and the rest of the week, God. And we decree and declare right now that the sound will begin to move right now. And God, we decree and declare that everything that we will flow into this dimensional sound and nothing will be able to interfere with us from this day forward. We speak to the point man in the spirit realm that will try to corrupt our thoughts and corrupt our sound and corrupt our frequency, corrupt our day, corrupt our inner ear, corrupt our inner thoughts right now. We speak to the cerebellum and the cerebrium that was the sensory peripheral, the hemisphere of the brain will begin to flow in that spiritual dimension. We speak to the nervous system that we cast out anything that will interfere. We speak to anything that will be linked to that dimensional spirit that will cause us to be confused. God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the agitating spirit realm that will agitate the words spoken in this atmosphere right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we take full control over that realm of the spirit, the prophetic word, the apostolic word. We decree and declare right now that the people will begin to flow back into the spiritual dimension in the name of Jesus, uninterruptedly now in the name of Jesus. We call forth your atmospheric angels right now to move, God, right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it right now. And we rise to the occasion to be that anointed man and anointed woman of God. And we will walk in those fruit of the Spirit and we will flow in the gift of the Spirit. And Father, we thank you for it. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints of God, we bless you on today. And we thank you all for connecting with us. And we thank you for being with us on today. Continue to allow the Lord to establish you. And in this season, walk in the place God has called you to walk in. Stand the calling of the call, presence of the presence, and the dominion of the dominion, and the relationship. But there are so many things that God is revealing to us that have not even been revealed yet, that we are assigned to be in, we're assigned to flow in, we're assigned to live in, we're assigned to move in, and we're assigned to be in because of the presence of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, Shabbat. Amen. All right. Those of you who want to be a blessing today to the ministry, you can do that. Today. If you want to sow a seed, you can do it via Cash App at Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at We Restore You. That's the letter U. We Restore You. The letter U at yahoo.com and be a blessing also, you can do it via our website. You can go to our website at WeRestoreU, the letter U, .org. That's WeRestoreU, the letter U, .org. It'd be a blessing as well. If you're mailing it in, you can mail it to 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We thank you in advance for your seed, your support, your prayers, and your commitment and dedication to the things of the kingdom of God. I ask the Lord for you all today. Minister Aretha Bryant, I don't know if you're still on. Are you still there, woman of God?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do we have any announcements or anything you want to release, woman of God, today?
No, sir. All on clear, sir.
All right. Thank you, Minister Bryant. Those of you who are joining us in the city of Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, we're looking forward to a powerful time on Saturday. Love Conference 2023. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. It's 18th and the 19th. It's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. Those of you who have been fasting that have continued in that level of fasting, we bless the Lord for you and you. We're excited about how God is doing what he's doing and the way which the Lord is doing what he's doing for many of you on today. And fighting is in the atmosphere for you. And we continue to celebrate what God is doing. So we're looking forward to being with Apostle Maurice and Proposition Jeannie Simmons and the kingdom leader that will be joining us in Hampton, Virginia, Newport News. We're looking forward to a great time in the kingdom of God. I'm excited about it. We're looking forward to being there over the weekend with them as the word of the Lord comes alive. All right, we're looking forward to many of you joining us for our 20th year church celebration that will be March 31st through April the 2nd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Powerful time in the Lord, and we're looking forward to seeing you all there for the church. The theme of it, go big or don't go at all. We're looking forward to it. A massive, powerful time in the Lord and the presence of God for his people and the things of God for this conference, for our church celebration. Amen. I'm looking to see you all there in the building, in the place. It's going to be a great time in the Lord. We'll have more information forthcoming for you in the next several days concerning the conference and the event. All right? Bless the Lord for you on today. Thanks to God. We love you all. Join us with Drive-By with the Prophet. Tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m., you can join us. Call in our conference line. We will be praying, standing in the gap for many, grieving God for many, the sins of God. So we're looking forward to seeing you in the infinite soon. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Evangelist Elma Sidney and myself be on the conference line, 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. in the West Coast. We're looking for greater things to happen. If you've been following us all week on the conference line, 5 a.m., there have been great, powerful words, people blessing God's people. We thank you all for your commitment to the Word of God. Black History Month is a powerful month. Many have been blessed, many have been receiving. And I tell you, it's good to know your history. I'm telling you, history is so powerful to know that this month just cannot even contain the power of what 12 months, 10 years, 15 years have done as it relates to the talent and the gift of Black history. Amen. All right, thank you, God. Love you. Again, the Lord will talk to you soon. Shalom and good morning, God. Pray for you all today. God bless you all.